USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two massive California wildfires have officials calling for new mandatory evacuation orders to thousands of people in the Golden State's north overnight. The Dixie Fire, California's biggest blaze, destroyed houses and businesses as it burned through the small town of Greenville, north of Sacramento. The House GOP report on the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has evidence the virus was impacting the area in September of 2019. And China failed to abide by a 24-hour mandatory reporting regulation for months. Texas Representative Republican Michael McCaul tells Newsmax, American lawmakers are hindering our efforts to get to the truth.
Very disappointing. You know, I chaired the China task force. They were going to join us, and then Pelosi at the last minute called it off, saying it was a diversion.
On Wednesday, 616 Americans nationwide died from COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
At least 10 people have died after a van thought to be carrying 25 migrant workers through the remote Brooks County in southern Texas rolled over on Wednesday. Brooks County Sheriff Benny Martinez confirmed that the driver, who is still unidentified at this time, died at the scene, and 12 others were injured in the crash. Martinez believes the van was top-heavy and flipped over after hitting a curb. President Biden and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are feuding over mask mandates. Tim Berg explains.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is unleashing on President Biden, saying he will not sit idly by when it comes to COVID-19 protocols that simply don't make sense.
You're trying to restrict people, impose mandates. If you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods and their small business, if you are trying to lock people down, I am standing in your way.
He says parents, not the government, should make decisions about masking their children in school and in their homes.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More Americans are giving President Biden a thumbs down on his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A new poll finds President Biden's approval rating regarding his response to the pandemic has dipped by double digits. The Quinnipiac University National Poll of Adults found 53% of Americans approve of the job he's doing regarding COVID. 40% disapprove. This is a double-digit drop from May when Americans approved 65 to 30%. On Tuesday, when President Biden was talking about COVID, he told leaders of Texas and Florida to either lead or get out of the way regarding their COVID response. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz reacts to Biden's comments.
You know, there's a Yiddish word called chutzpah, and I think Joe Biden is embodying that word right now. We just had news breaking today that in the last several months, the Biden administration has released over 7,000 illegal aliens who were COVID positive just in one Texas city, in the city of McAllen. Joe Biden likes to talk about this pandemic. Well, I'll tell you what, the election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was a super spreader event.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Burke.
Ryan Krauser of the United States won gold in the men's shot put event at the Tokyo Olympics on Thursday. Teammate Joe Kovacs took the silver, and Tomas Walsh of New Zealand claimed the bronze. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.